Brexit leader Farage backs Trump 2020 to face up to the radical left. By Oliver J.J. Lane on June 23, 2020. Brexit leader and veteran campaigner Nigel Farage has voiced his confidence in the election chances of President Trump in 2020, noting the unsavory alternative of Joe Biden, who he characterized as a puppet of this new radical left. Speaking in a short film released Monday on the eve of the fourth anniversary of his victory in the 2016 Brexit referendum, Nigel Farage voiced his confidence in President Trump's ability to win this year's election. But perhaps more important than that, Mr. Farage said, was the urgency of that win, given the arrival of an intense culture war in the United States and elsewhere against hard-left radicals known as Antifa, who the Brexit leader has previously characterized as using the veneer of the Black Lives Matter movement to further their own extremist goals. Farage said of the coming election when addressing questions asked in the British press over why he had been in the United States over the weekend, "I am supporting President Trump all the way. I do actually think that without him, other Western leaders will not have the courage to face up to the radical left, to face up to the threat of the Chinese Communist Party. Certainly, I don't see our Prime Minister standing up to any of these things. Just maybe, a re-elected Donald Trump can do it." On the alternative to a second-term President Trump, Mr. Farage was clear. He said, "I still very much believe, whatever the polls say, that Trump can still do it. The idea of Biden becoming the leader of the free world, given he can barely string a sentence together, and given he would effectively be a puppet of this new radical left, is just too much to contemplate." On the Tulsa rally, Mr. Farage noted that in an age of coronavirus, lockdown, and empty offices, there are lessons to learn, progress to make on campaigning. Indeed, he remarked, the rally itself in Tulsa was not a complete, huge, overwhelming success. It was the first rally of the campaign, difficult after months of offices not being full of people. Mr. Farage said he had been tested for coronavirus both in the United States and again upon his return to the United Kingdom and did not have the virus, allaying concern and criticism about his international travel. Mr. Farage was able to fly to the U.S. on Saturday because the Department of Homeland Security said his entry would be in the national interest, report said. Politico reports Democrat House Homeland Security Committee Chair Benny Thompson wrote to the acting director of the department to launch an investigation into the decision, stating it raised troubling questions.